Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
The grace of God, we are here gathered to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So church, let's be upstanding as we welcome our pastor on stage to preach to us as usual the powerful word she has from us. Church, please let's clap and appreciate our pastor as she comes.
Father, we are so grateful for a Christmas day, another opportunity to celebrate you and celebrate our time with you. I pray, Lord, that your grace will continue to be with us and that as we share your word, you will touch us afresh. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, tell your neighbor that we are here. Amen and amen. Where was? You'll be surprised that there are church members who are sleeping. The whole of High Speed Projection is asleep this morning. Anyway, well, we just came together to share a short word. Are you there? Yeah. We're just commemorating Jesus' birthday, and it's our way of doing it. We just come together for a very short time. And so this morning, I'll be sharing a word with you for just about 10 to 15 minutes, and so I really want you to pay attention. Amen. We're going to read the Christmas story because I noticed that charismatics don't know it. Yeah, a lot of charismatics don't know the Christmas story. And it's important to know because there's a lot of attempts to change what the Bible has written. So if you don't know what is there, don't let it be under your watch that somebody succeeds in changing the Bible. Are you there? Push your neighbor and say, you better know the truth. So that nobody, don't let it be under your watch. Don't let it be under your watch. So let's go to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to be reading from verse 7 all the way to verse 17. I know some of you woke up now. You started the cooking, so you have not also read your Bible. So, so let's read together so that you just keep, you follow and you know the story. Is it a good idea? Okay. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. The him is Jesus. Because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and of great joy, which shall be to all people. So the song that the choir was singing is from this verse. Are you there? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Amen and amen. So this is a part of the Christmas story. Joseph and his wife Mary had to go to their hometown to be counted. I'm sure that's why some people go to their hometown once a year. Are you there? And when they got there was no place for them, so they ended up having to stay in a place where sheep were. So don't believe the Christmas cards, okay? The Christmas cards show you a very nice, neat place with a couple of very clean sheep, all of them looking adoringly at the, you know. A sheep is a sheep. Are you there? Uh-huh. Anyway, so Jesus was born in a place like that. Now, at that time, there were also some shepherds who were in the field watching over their flock, and an angel came to tell them what had happened. It's very interesting to me that the shepherds were there, they were watching, it was night and they were awake. Because I happen to know some shepherds who sleep. And I'm not sure what would have happened in such an instance, but these ones were awake. Please, I've not mentioned a name, it's not a name. Allow me to preach my preaching. You know, and so they had a whole encounter. Because as they were there, suddenly an angel appeared. The angel said things. And then they actually, a host of angels joined and they were singing. Are you there? And they were told that they should go and look for Jesus. And they were told how they would find him. Amen. So I just want to draw a couple of things or draw our minds to a couple of things. Already 10 minutes of my preaching time is gone. But I think it's important to draw them and just to remind ourselves about them. The first thing I want to say is that the events of Christmas were supernatural events. So when you meet people saying, "Oh, how could it have been a virgin? How could it have been?" Tell the person that it's supernatural. I hope you are getting my point. Yeah. It's very important because a lot of unspiritual people, a lot of unbelievers, they will say, "How does this happen?" If you are walking around on the ground, there are a lot of things that will not make sense. But God does not have to make sense. He is God and he does supernatural things. Are you there? Yeah. And it was a supernatural thing. Mary was having this child. You remember Carol's night when they acted the film for us and made us see just how ridiculous it must have been for a young girl to say that she had been overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And she, "Hey, if you don't take care, Papa Beshina, so, but what are you talking about? What story is this?" But remember, these were supernatural events. Are you with me? Now, the second point that I want you to notice that much as the events were supernatural, the agencies through which these things came, they were natural. Yeah, they were natural. So it is also how God does his things. For instance, maybe you have been praying because you have a need of money, and God will send you that money, but it's not likely to rain down from heaven, even though it can. What is likely is that it will come through somebody. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. So that person has become an agent that the Lord is using. And I pray that in the coming year, we will be agents. Amen. Because I like to think that, "God, can you trust me? If you gave me the thing, can you trust me to do it?" Amen. And when he can trust, you see that he actually entrust things to people. These shepherds were actually being entrusted with a message. Are you in the house?
Yes.
You see. So I want us to know that it's not just by chance. And there were a lot of agents. The first agent of all was Mary herself, a virgin who didn't know anything, but she was God's the Lord's agent, and she accepted. The second agent was Joseph. True or isn't true? Yeah. And then the third agent was the innkeeper, the one who gave them a place. Otherwise, the child would have been bought down outside. And the next agents were the shepherds. And I noticed that none of them were picked because they were wealthy. None of them were picked because they were high up. None of them were picked. They were simple, ordinary people. And it's a message to us that no matter how high God takes you in this life, remain simple and small before Him. Amen. So that He can use you. You see, and I'm sure it is because if he had gone to many of the people, the doctors of the day and the people who had, they will ask too many questions. Too many questions. Yeah, neighbor, questions is good, but sometimes too, you don't ask questions. There are some questions, it's the wrong time. You don't ask the question. You just accept it and you move on. So he came to simple people who just accept what he was saying and then they'll flow with it. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Third thing of note that I want us to take note is that it struck me that the angel didn't go to meet them in a temple. He came out to the field. He came out to the field. There is something about our faith in God, our Christianity, and a field. Are you here? Verse 8 was saying that there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Why didn't the Lord send the angel to the temple where the chief priest was? You know, and it seems to me that there are many things that God does in the field. And that is why if you are here today listening to me, you should make up your mind that there is a field, there is a place that you work. Hey, hello. It's true, we see some miracles in church, but a lot of the miracles happen outside in the church. There are far more miracles happening because somebody has gone on a field to have a crusade than there are in the church. Yeah. The greatest miracle of all is for a soul to be born again. Okay, something that's inside you, it has been taken out and changed, and you didn't die. Because normally when your spirit leaves, you die. But when that change happens, you are alive. And that's the greatest miracle of all. And it is the reason why people whose spirits are changed, you suddenly see that their behavior also changes. Things just seem to follow. Why? Because it's a miracle. It's a miracle. You see somebody, the father and mother would have been talking for years. The child will never change. Police will arrest the person. The person will never change. But all of a sudden, in that something, that salvation, something has changed. And suddenly, it's a pity that sometimes when we come to the Lord, we forget how we were. May God cause us to remember. Because when you remember, you see how ridiculous. At least I don't know about you, but I see how ridiculous my thinking was. How ridiculous, how wild it was. Are you in the church? Hey, you mind me this morning? Hallelujah. And so I'm just saying to you that these people had the encounter in the field. The angel came over there. And my prayer is that as we are celebrating our Lord on this Christmas day, that we will have an encounter with Him. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing, I'm almost done with my preaching. I need you to see that the shepherds were working at night. The shepherds, they were working. They were looking after their flock by night. Why? Because in the same way as wolves go to eat the sheep in the night, that's in the night that they are active. The foxes, they come in the night. And it's also true of our Christian lives. When you sleep, when you wake up in the morning, the enemy has come for your sheep. The devil visits by night. Are you in the house? And during Christmas time, there are all kinds of nighttime activities that are going on. And if you're a shepherd, please sharp your eye. I want you to turn to your neighbor. If I shouldn't say if you're a shepherd, if you're a church member, turn to your neighbor and say, sharpen your eye, sharpen your eye. And be ready to rescue that one who is going to be picked and carried away. Are you in the house? Hallelujah. And the last thing I want to say to you is that be somebody the Lord can send. Yeah. Be somebody the Lord can send. I'm just looking at the scripture where he sent them, isn't it? And the Bible says in verse 15, when the angels were gone, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see. So they had been sent. Amen.
Amen.
You see, they had been sent. And remember, let's go back a little. I want to read the message that the angel gave. Look at the message. Look at what the angel said when he came. Verse 10. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. And this is the message that when they, in verse 17, it says, when they had seen him, then they made it known. Can you see it? The saying which was told them concerning this child. Hallelujah. They were sendable. In this Christmas day, I want you to think about it. Have I been one of those who the Lord could count on and send? And if the answer is no, make up your mind that you are going to change. And if the answer is yes, make up your mind that you are going to do even more. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet this morning. There's nothing, I don't even understand your oh that you are saying, because the time I gave it to you. And I went over and over, so I cannot help you at all. Just bend your head down. Bow down your head this morning. Thank the Lord for another Christmas morning. Thank him for sending his son to die for us. Thank him. Oh, just open your mouth and thank him. Thank him for Christmas Day. Thank him for the blessing. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We are grateful, oh God. Thank you so much. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him. Thank you even for the way that he came. And now, oh God, even as he has come, cause us to walk worthy of him. Thank you for the sacrifice, and thank you for sending Jesus down to us on Christmas Day. We are so grateful. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, the greatest thing that you can do on Christmas Day, the day Jesus was born, is to give him a gift. And that gift is the gift of your life. And so if you are not born again, but you would like to be born again, what you are saying is that, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming down to earth on Christmas Day. And you want to say that it was not in vain, because so many years after, Lord Jesus, I'm here to give my life to you. If that is your prayer in your heart, you want to be born again, I want you to lift up your right hand and we're going to pray together. Just lift it up. It's the best way to even start your Christmas. Just lift it up. You're saying that, Lord, today is my day. Today is my day. Today is my day. If your hand is up, I just want you to come to me. I cannot see everybody, but just come. We're going to pray together. Let him have his way.
And let him have his way.
Father, we are grateful for Christmas Day, and we thank you so much for your sacrifice. Thank you for sending Jesus to give his life for us. We are thankful that because of that, we can say we are born again. And to you be all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall say, amen, amen. And amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASI. God richly bless you.